Greetings, lords and ladies. Welcome to Planet Verloc. You're listening to our new show, Xanax Digerati, with Air Doctor. Tonight's podcast is about why magic backfires. I receive those types of questions once in a while, and these types of questions are usually from people outside of my club, outside of my circle of readers, people who might have seen a video from me, but these people are following other systems, other authors, other podcasters. So let's talk about that. The most recent question I was asked was by a gentleman who said he experiences sickness and misfortune and his magic backfires. I could tell you straight away why that is. You're not in my club. When you do join my club, you have access to 5+ years of audio and video content at no additional cost after your club dues are paid. Monthly, quarterly, 6 months, or just pay one annual fee and sit back and coast through the club and enjoy your learning experience. It's really that simple. But let's cover the broader spectrum of why there is this failure in magic. Alright, so while there is no universal answer, being every individual is quite unique, the simple truth is that magic does not fail. It obeys the operator, and of course the principles upon which it was modeled. I'll explain this soon. Now, aside from magic itself, we'll also explore radionics and psionics in a moment. But first, let us consider some of the models which are available for most students of the mystical and occult in today's world, and compare the ancient wisdom of the arcane, the arcana, to our contemporary view of the so-called New Age and magical arts. Now, the most popular magical system today, albeit pagan religion, is, as a matter of course, the circles revolving around Wicca. Now, Wicca, properly pronounced in the ancient tongue, is called Wicca, and this word is derived from the old heathen religion, if there can be said to be one religion. I think actually there was one, and it's changed over time due to, things go missing in history. Now, contrary to the belief that this is an offshoot, I'm talking about Wicca or Wicca, an offshoot of Celtic religion, there are, however, some blends of pagan thought from the Gaelic spirituality. There are also roots in magic tracing to the Italians, the Romans, ancient Persia, Babylonian magic, Egypt, Africa, and of course the Latin nations. Essentially, magic is universal, and we can find its roots throughout the ages across the span of the globe. The question is, why is this the case? Human reasoning varies from culture to culture. So then, why is the concept of magic universally present in nearly all cultures across the globe? Now, while various philosophers will state that their ancestral claims to the beginnings of all wisdom are the truth untold, above and beyond human rationalism is the plainest and simplest fact that all beings all sentient beings, and perhaps non-sentient, are composed of energy. Even matter itself, all material things are also equally energy. And thus, by following this elementary logic here, so also must the gods and goddesses be made of the same energy. However, of a makeup and design at different levels of vibration and frequency. I think Nikola Tesla once said, to understand the universe, think of energy, frequency, and vibration. This latter point is where we truly enter the arcane teachings of the classical occult. However, we're still not yet arrived at the, you know, this perplexing level of magic tech that we call radionics or psionic magic, right? While psionics follows more closely to the true occult teaching, all the glory of its power truly belongs to the operator himself or herself. Whereas most other teachings are humble in their approach to the cosmic all, psionics sees worship in its various forms as something of a rather foreign concept, because all energies may be identified, analyzed, and balanced across the operator's machines. There is no reason for veneration of the forces under the control of the operator. All forces, energies, gods, and daemons are equally quantifiable measurements in the laboratory of the psionicist. Perhaps some of that is wishful thinking. I have noticed, to be perfectly honest, that by practicing a degree of respect, the forces of the universe are more apt to cooperate with the intent of the practitioner. Now, having at least a minimal understanding of what I'm saying here, thus far we still haven't captured the essence of what is the boggle between operations and results in magic, or what have you, the mystical arts. Let me summarize for you what is actually going awry in magical operations for many people who have asked this question of which I have started this podcast this evening. Why does magic fail and backfire? The magic is working by the power of the operator's mind. That means you. And in this case, where magic is the technology being employed, well, the magician is entirely the center of his or her craft. This means that the only thing that can possibly go wrong is that the magician, the witch or wizard or practitioner, the mystic, is subconsciously projecting failure of some kind. And it goes without saying, lords and ladies, that on the whole, people tend not to think very clearly. So we also have that element of incoherency in what we are projecting. You know, the glorious mansion and farm on the beach sort of wish, fantasy. In any event, aside from this little snag in operating magic, there is one other thing to consider here. That is the model or system the operator is following. It may be a system utterly misguided, perfectly misunderstood, and thereby the system itself is working, but not in the way that the operator had anticipated or intended. This is why discovering the, what I call the true self, your center of will, is vital to the work that you will be doing from here on forward. It is the center of all that I teach in the Silence Club. That is, I am will. And I will. I am. This center you must identify with now. In following somebody's spells for experimentation, then know that you're allowing these programs to do the work, and that the power is not truly your own, thus the magic works in the way that the program, or as they call it, spells, were created to work. How you think it should work needs to be factored in to the ultimate results that you will entertain in your mind. Now, as I've stated, we haven't even began to bring radionics or psionics into the big picture just yet. And after my explanation here, you can see why. Why go from the level of confusion and jump into the very complex? Now, allow me to simplify it for you. I'm now going to talk about psionics and radionics. Let's begin with radionics. Radionics is essentially waves or vibrations controlled by fine-tuning a series of resistors in a closed circuit, aka radio. Well, usually. And the whole affair of radionics grew out of the heyday of radio wave exploration. The stuff of radio waves is all invisible to the human eye, to the naked human eye, and so it wasn't very difficult to bring radios into the realm of the paranormal, supernatural, albeit magic. There's another term that's called psychotronics, and it's essentially the same stuff. Same number of syllables, just a few extra letters in the word. Ergo, the latter is typically applied to more advanced forms of radionics. But I'll digress there. Now, the field of research and practice that we're more concerned with is known as psionics, and this is where we bring the human mind more into the center of all this technical stuff, right? Psionics is applied techniques of the mind, and the mind first and foremost, to the power of will. And this school of thought tends to include machines, devices, gadgets, gizmos of some kind in the process of pursuing the work. Think of psionics as magic minus the ritual components. You're using the raw essence of will. You are applying mind to will, or will to mind. This is accomplished by focused concentration, developing a new attitude, and applying your will. Cultivating all of the above. Concentration, attitude, and will. And then, as you progress forward, we will add in the knowledge and wisdom along the way in this journey. Of course, practice over a period of time until the basic abilities of mental influence are accomplished for you. Let us draw a comparison between passively turning dials for radionics and then pursuing destiny via psionic projection. Now, the former use of radionics depends on what is going on inside the machine. If the operator is working with, let us say, sigils or sigil magic, various patterns from grimoires, well, then the sigils are going to be the source of power, the backbone behind the work, and the intent of the operator must meet some resistance to whatever the sigil energy is attributed to. Thus, there is a kind of, I'd hate to say it, but a compromise effect in that outcome, whatever it's going to be. But don't let this dissuade you from experimenting with sigil readings across various kinds of machines. there's nothing wrong with it, so long as you know that you're merely experimenting. Because the results can, and I should say will, surprise you now and then. But if your life depends on something, and for more accurate outcomes, we apply my psionics training and teach the mind to use the machine to lock onto a thing that exists, and then move forward with influencing its properties via the information in that thing, whatever that thing is you're taking a reading for. The good news is, for you, is that everything in and of the universe is indeed constructed of information, right? So with psionics, you won't be wasting any time in the attempt to manifest some kind of result, because you know what you're working with. There's nothing mysterious here. Got it? Good. To learn more about successfully working Psi Magic and Psionics, please join the Verloc Insiders Club. Go to VRILOCK.club and choose a level of membership. Gain access to years upon years of audio and video lectures at no additional cost to you after your club dues are paid. Choose from monthly, quarterly, 6 months, or annual payments, and sit back and enjoy yourself. Or, if you're more active, jump in on some of the club projects, ask questions, give us suggestions for what more we might add to the beginner's page and references and content in the club. You will have access to years of content at no additional cost to you. Plus, that's not all. You get a club insider shop with some items that can be purchased only in the club. Plus, you'll be able to purchase items up to about 50% off on specific items and discounts on other items, rather than buying them at the public shop, and really enjoy those discounts. So for those of you who just happen to be curious about crafting your own magical creature, or perhaps a psionic robot, you might have heard of that, right? Check out Air Doctor's new book, Psionic Golem. Download the EPUB in a flash and enjoy the friendly price for this most curious and mysterious work. Even better, join the club and get an even bigger discount on these works. We're talking about the difference between paying $5.99 and paying $2.99, right? And some other big prices that are price slashers that you can get all these perks in the club, plus you get to talk to me. It's good to be in the club. It's good to be in the club. Say it with me. It's good to be in the club. Until next time, lords and ladies, and I do hope you found this podcast very agreeable with you and I have answered your questions. If not, send me a message. Go to verloc.com/contact and ask me a question. I do want to hear what is not working for you in the world of metaphysics, magic, radionics, and psionics. All right, until next time, lords and ladies, keep the magic high. Air Doctor commands.